Item 12, Richard Bradford. Mr. Bradford here today?
Yes.
Yeah, you can just stand right here and I'll switch. The blue sheet being handed out to you is the evaluation packet from the December meeting when we first heard this case. Parts of it were not included in your January packet we came to find this morning. I just want to get those back in front of you. Mr. Bradford is appealing the commissioner's decision to deny an exception for the two-year delay. So as we've indicated in the packet before, Mr. Bradford doesn't have any history with commercial fishing registration license, and that is based on Regulation 610, Section 30, Subsection D. Exceptions to the two-year delay may be granted by the commissioner for any of the following. The two key provisions of Subdivision 1, the applicant has fished a significant quantity of commercial gear in Virginia waters during at least two of the previous 5 years and can demonstrate to the satisfaction of the commissioner that a significant hardship caused by unforeseen circumstances beyond the applicant's control has prevented the applicant from making a timely application for registration. And also Subsection D, under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. Mr. Bradford stated in his original application that he has a 10-acre lease, which is attachment 2 of the blue copy, with oysters and clams on it, but he does wish to harvest publicly as well. He stated in his appeal that, and correct if this is not currently true, Mr. Bradford, but he's also unemployed at the time. So, staff's opinion is Mr. Bradford still has not demonstrated that he's fished a significant quantity of gear as required by Chapter 610. And also the stipulation that under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship still stands. Staff is recommending Mr. Bradford's appeal be denied and the decision of the commissioner to deny his original request be upheld. Mr. Bradford, as you can tell, is here.
Mr. Bradford, you want to say anything? Let me swear you in before you. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
Thank you.
I grew up in Michigan and I worked on the river and I went to California. I came back, I worked for 8 months, 3 years, so I was thinking why didn't mind about the food. Unfortunately, it's hard to come.
I had a terrible time getting a job, and I have a sandhill right at, in front of Quimby. It's about a half a mile out, and I do have some clams and oysters there that I can grow, but I can't make a living. Where I grew up on the water, I'm right there. I have a piece of property I rent from the state of Virginia. I would like to get a clam and oyster license and help me in this economy. I can go out and at least, you know, make a few dollars clam and an oyster. I assure you, I'm 65 years old. I'm in excellent health. I have never broken any law. I pay my taxes. I plan on doing all the right things, you know, which I have my whole life. But I think this would help me in this economy to, you know, make a little bit of money on the side, you know, working on the water. I live 100 yards from the water. It's a shame that I can't, like when I was a boy, just go down and buy an oyster and clam like we used to. Of course, things have changed. I understand that. But I just want to say I hope that, you know, that you all can help me do this. If you can't, I understand. But that's why I'm here today.
How long have you had a desire to work on the water? How long have you been trying to get a license?
For the last couple of years. I mean, you know, I've been thinking about it. I got the sandhill. I gave it up when I moved to California, and a man named Junior Spence had it.
Explain that again now. What did you give up?
I grew up on the water, and I had clam and oysters. Then I moved to California. I moved back here in 2000. Then I worked at Clayton Homes. And then when that failed, I said, you know what, I can't find a job.
When did that fail? When did you become unemployed?
2010. Right. So I've been 2 years, and there's guys 40 and 50 that can't find jobs where I live. You know.
Do you realize that if you apply for your license in 2 years, you get it automatically?
I can't wait 2 years.
Right. Well, that's why I asked. Yeah. You became unemployed in 2010. If you had applied for the license then,
yeah, I tell you, you
would have it today.
Yeah, I tell you a quick story about that. I had this sandhill that I used to have my father and I when I was a boy, And when I moved to California, I gave it up. When I came back, Junior spent it. I didn't think anywhere in the world he'd let me have it back. And then one day after my mother died, I ran into the post. I said, Mr. Spence, I said, if you ever give up that sand, he said, come down and talk to me. So he gave it back to me. I'll be honest with you, I did not think he'd give it to me. I really didn't, you know. And so now I have it back in my name. And, you know, I, the rest of my life, I want to work on the water. It's right there, you know. It's my desire, my ambition, and it's the only thing I want to do, really, because I can't find a job. Nobody's going to hire you at 65 years old anymore. And I can't live off of what, you know, what I get for Social Security. Nobody can live off of
that. Buy a license from anyone who's retiring from the fishery?
You know, I don't know of anybody that has one. And if they did, somebody told me that they want thousands of dollars. I don't have that kind of money to spend, you know, for that, you know. If I knew somebody, of course I would go try to, you know, find one. But I thank you, and any help that you can give me, I understand. And if I can't, I understand that also.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Matters before the commission.
I just have one question.
Yes.
Have you been down to Willis Wharf to talk to any of the aquaculture fellows down there?
Have I been where?
To Willis's Wharf to find out if any of those fellows have jobs. I know they're hiring off and on all the time.
No, I haven't. I heard he keeps family members and pretty good. In fact, last year, a guy and I bought, I think it was like 15,000 clams between us, and I planted them out on the sand hill a couple of years ago to see if they would grow. And that was another reason I waited. It's because I wanted to see if the clams there would grow. They will grow there. You know, that's another reason I forgot to tell you about that. So in 18 months, they were all ready to grow, to go.
Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just going to ask and follow up with staff to see if are there any cards for sale on the commission website right now that are listed, or if they're otherwise available, can you give us any sense of what they might cost?
There normally are items on the website. Staff typically tries not to get into issue about the pricing of the cards ourselves. We try to stay out of that part, but we do have them advertised. Mr. Bull actually helps maintain that site. He may be better and able to answer that question I am about what's on for sale right now.
I looked at one when I first talked to somebody over here, and it was $1,800.
Ms. Palmer?
I have a question for you. If you planted clams 2 years ago, didn't you plan on being able to harvest them? And if you were going to harvest them, didn't you think you would need a card to do it?
But, well, no, not that part of it, no. But I still want to go out while they're growing now and be able to clam the harvest and bone.
I understand that. That's called planning ahead, knowing that in 18 months you'd want to be harvesting them and you have plenty of time to get a card.
Right. Well, when I did that in 2010, remember, it was just 2012, that was 2 years. I had to wait to see if they grow. If it wasn't, it was going to be doing it. And, of course, they did grow because I went out there last year with a couple of friends of mine, and they had a couple of
these are on leased ground. Correct? Your clam, these are on lease ground. So
yes.
You can harvest those without a waterman's card, right? Just to need an aquaculture license. Yeah. Any further questions? What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Tanker.
I'm afraid, now that I understand more about what's happening, I'd encourage us to hear testimony from Mr. Bradford last time. And I've heard nothing that might, although I'm certainly sympathetic to Mr. Bradford's situation, I have to remember we've had a lot of other gentlemen before us in the same situation, and I see no reason to change our current stance. And thus, I move to accept staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second
by Mr. Plumley. That we take no action. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.